Come and see what all the hype is about. Tune in to The Hype 87.3.
What's going on, man? It's your girl, Tampa Mystic, and we are live right here at The Hype 87.3 in ATL. And I got a special guest checking in on the line with me. He goes by the name of Range Rover Tony, Mr. Flippy. What's going on with your family? How you doing?
What's up, baby? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I know you got a lot going on. You know, life be lifing sometimes. And I just want to say my condolences to you on some recent losses that you definitely endured in your life. And I'm just so sorry to hear that. But give us an introduction of yourself.
Yeah, that's Boy Range Rover Tony, coming from Charleston, South Carolina. You know, we always got things going on with life, you know, but we can't let life beat us down. You know, I'm supposed to be in ATL right now doing a live interview, but, you know, I had former people lose their kids, you know, over the past 5 days or whatever, you know, all back. You know, my condolences go out to you and your daughters. My partner Hawk, my partner Ted, condolences go out to you and your kids. My partner Louis V, you know, my condolences go on to you for you, your son, but, you know, it's a lot because I got 5 boys, you know, and I think about that every day. Like, you got to keep them safe, but you got to give them, you know, back to God, you know, so they can be cast in the world through him. Because you can't cover it every day in a minute, in the hours. Like, you can't be there for everything. So, you know, it's just one of them things. You got to pray to God that he keeps them and everything stays the way you want it to be, you know?
Yeah. So. That is absolutely right, man. You know, one thing about life is it's very unpredictable. You know, we honestly don't know from one day to the next if we're going to still be here. So it's like we have to live each day as best as possible because we don't know when it's our time to transition. You know, because at some point in time, we're all going to check out. You know what I'm saying? That's just a given. None of us are going to be here forever. But it's sad. It's really sad when it happens to the younger generation who haven't had a real chance to fully live their life.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So, you know, I do it for kids, man. So I got my 5 boys, and I got to make sure that they got a legacy left for me when I leave here, you know. So at the end of the day, this music I'm pushing, it's good music. Everybody's going to like it. You know, I got to, you know, keep the faith and keep pushing, making sure that I don't ever give up, because giving up, that ain't an option, you know. So when it's coming out this good, you can't give up. You know, the songs just pop up in my head, and you don't know where it's coming from, but you know where it's coming from.
Yeah.
It's coming from upstairs, you know. So at the end of the day, it's a reason for me doing what I'm doing.
That's right.
And it's a at hand, so I just got to keep on pushing it. You know, when this million dollar money come, you know, it'll be grateful. But at the end of the day, I got people that I still got to take care of and continue to, you know, take care of, and you know, one day they're gonna take care of me.
Yeah. Absolutely. So you truly know your purpose for doing this. You know, you understand your purpose for doing this. And like you said, you know, we as adults, you know, going into adulthood, we take care of people. And then one of these days, they might have to take care of us, you know, and that's big. That's just the big facts.
Yeah, I'm a big fan right there. You know, like I said, coming from Charleston, it's kind of hard getting out of Charleston. And I've been doing it for so long. I know the business side of it. Like, it's nothing about being in your home state. You got to be in other states. You got to be in other cities. You know, they don't know you over there. You got to go over there, you know.
Right.
It's cool when they know you in your state, in your city, but that's not where it's at. Like, you can come back home for that. You got genuine love, it's going to be there. But my biggest fan base is in New York.
Mm. Do you travel up there a lot?
Never been in New York.
Okay.
Never been there. I've been out of the country, you know, a lot of states in America or whatever, but I've never been in New York. And they're dealing with me the most. And I'm loving that. Like, especially Buffalo, New York, and then secondly, New York, New York. But they got to, you know, Buffalo, New York, for being there for your boy and loving the music. And thirdly, Atlanta after New York. And my hometown, I got a good buzz here, but mainly in New York and Georgia and Florida and Los Angeles, Chicago, stuff like that, Texas, like, they're really big on it. So I'm basically in about 40 states, and my biggest numbers are coming from New York.
How does that make you feel that you're getting, because you're from born and raised in Charleston?
Born and raised in Charleston, South Carolina.
So how does that make you feel? That's really dope that, you know, you're getting love from, you know, up top, because, you know, I know a lot of people from up top are real particular about their music. How does that feel that you from, you know, a southern state, but you're getting a whole lot of love from up top?
It makes me feel real good, because I'm like, I got to go there now. I gotta go where I'm most loved at, you know, as far as my music and them seeing me as a whole, like, there's no discrepancies on it. Like, we fucking with it, and I'm on that. So
yes.
I'm like, you know, I got to go and visit. I got to go and show my face. I got to go in and promote. You know, I got to get things. Because I'm doing a lot of my own groundwork, being independent. I'm with United Masters now. But, you know, I'm still spending a lot of my own money, you know, basically doing it independent style like back in the day. And it's just, you got to keep on pushing and investing in yourself. And when you get more invested, you know, that'll be a good thing, but for right now, it's me, you know, so.
But I think that's dope, you know, being independent, you know, it has its pros and cons, and I think it has more pros than cons, because it really, as an artist, forces you to learn this business because you're doing it independently, and that's what a lot of artists are not taking the time to do, and then they wonder why they're getting scammed or taken advantage of, because they didn't learn the business. And that's something that you've been focused on, it sounds like, is really learning and understanding how this music business works.
Exactly, because, I mean, we got a lot of folks that spend, you know, thousands of dollars on videos and get pop cars for their videos. Like, that money can go towards videos, but not so much. You really need more marketing, more radio play, more love for the DJs, stuff like that. Because when you raise money on seeing, as far as people seeing you, visuals, you don't have too much money left over for radio play and marketing.
Right.
You know, that's what counts first. If it's not the marketing, as far as the DJs and the streaming sites and radio stations, you're doing it for nothing. You're wasting money.
That's right.
So that's what all through these years. Like, it's not about showing everybody everything right now. Like, if it's worth it, they'll be there. So you need your radio play. You need your marketing for streaming and promotion.
Yes.
You need DJs. All of that's important. Like, without that, you don't have music.
That is absolute facts, and I think a lot of these artists, just like you said, they're hustling backwards. They're spending $1,500 on a music video, and then they're spending another $5,000 on a feature or whatever, but then they have no money left over to actually market it and promote it, when that's the biggest part. Like, you can get a decent music video for a couple $100 if you shop around with the right person. They're not going to bang you in the head, because you don't need to go and rent big Airbnbs and fancy cars if you're not there yet, or if you don't have the budget for it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you have to strategically plan all this out.
Yeah, exactly. I've done all that. You know, I got hundreds of thousands of dollars and lost hundreds of thousands. And it's just a game to where you got to continue to play. You lose money, you get money back. You lose money, you get money back. Like, I'm well off, but it's still, you know, no money, because one record, it'll cost you $200,000 just to, you know, break it the way you need to, you know, furnish it for the rest of the world. Like, that's just one song. And if you got hundreds of songs, that'll let you know where you stand as far as budget-wise.
Right.
So, that's why I hadn't brought out any videos yet, and I'm getting all of this love. I got 1 million streams on Boomplay for one of my songs, and, like, I'm there. But it's just, everything has to be calculated, you know, supply and demand.
Yes.
You know, so I'm just making sure I cover my business, and I make sure I have radio play, my marketing right, you know, my DJ, you know, they're spending every day, every time they put that. That's what counts.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm about to drop the video for Flip It coming soon. But, you know, I really need to focus more on radio play, you know, because that's where it's at. You know, you can reach your consumers in a better way. Basically, they'll know that you're responsible, so to speak. You know, like, you can come outside and jack it off like you're doing everything. It all catches up to you, you know. So people will eventually know that they ain't there.
That's right.
I want my people to know that it's there, but I'm doing it the right way, you know.
Yes.
So,
yes.
It's all about you got to live this every day. So it is what it is.
Nah, facts, and because you're out here doing it the right way, you know, I'm a believer that God or whoever you believe in will bless you because he sees you doing everything the right way. You know, like when you're out here making solid moves, you're doing it the right way, you're not hurting anybody along the way, that's where those blessings come into place.
Correct. And that's basically what it is. Like, if I'm not making solid plays, well, they're not going to hear from Rangers over Tony anymore, you know. And my kids believe it, and that's my driven purpose, that they believe it. But they know, you know, that their father is actually doing it for a purpose. I'm actually good at what I'm doing, and I'm humble doing what I'm doing, you know, because I can be out here saying, yeah, I'm listening, I don't have to say it. The right. Music will speak for itself.
That's right.
You know?
Definitely. Let's talk about some of your music. I know that you fairly recently, at the beginning of this month, you put an EP out called Blockers.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. You know, it's a 7-song EP. Let's talk about it a little bit. Were all 7 tracks specifically created for this EP? And then also tell us why it's titled Blockers.
Basically, it's titled Blockers because I can't see anything else but my vision.
Got your hater blockers on.
Got my hater blockers on. That's country king, you know. That's back in the day, country king. So, you got to keep your blockers on because at the end of the day, if you don't, you're going to bear off to somebody else's dream and somebody else's hope. But you need to go straight forward into what you're doing in life. And all of those songs, they basically, you know, they critique what blogging is as far as, you know, letting people know that you got to stand on your own business, you know. And some of the songs like What You Say and Cookies on the Stove and what's the other songs? Everything, like, it's all based on doing you.
Yes, so absolutely.
If you don't do you, you don't have anything. And I'm just here to let everybody know that I'm going to do what I need to do to make sure that my family is going to eat. You know, whether you buy the record, you stream the record. You know, we get a lot of that right now. A lot of streamers versus people saying, I'm going to go and buy the record. I'm going to go and buy it. You know, and you got to be cool with that. Like, you can't force anybody to buy your record.
That's right.
You know, but it always comes to pass to where people seemingly, you know, they notice that, hey, I need to buy this. You know, I need to get this. That's always, you know, one of my biggest game plans. The way I'm like, how can I get my consumers to say, I'm gonna buy his record instead of just stream it and download it. I'm gonna go ahead and buy it.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, they don't have to. Everybody wants to be a rapper. Everybody wants to be in the limelight. You know, but it's one thing to have people, you know, have your back and stream and stuff like that. But it's another thing to have people say, I'm going to go and buy his record. That's a big thing for me.
Have you tapped in with a website called even.biz?
Even.biz? No, never did that.
I'm just fairly recently learning about it. Shout out to VI Vibes. He's an artist that I work with, and he put me onto it. And now that I've been doing my research, like LaRussell and a lot of big talents are a part of it. So basically what even.biz is, You can upload your music on there and sell it, and people can pay whatever they want for it. Like, you can set a minimum, like, okay, they can't pay less than $3 for it. But if they want to throw you 10, they can, and you get the money from, and they can stream it on there as well. So not only do those single sales go towards your streaming numbers, but they can stream it on there as well. So I'm starting to put more independent artists on game with that, because it's a great platform for you to actually be able to sell your music, since, you know, it's, everybody just wants to pay so little for streams these days. So, you know, I'll send you that information on Instagram so you can check it out yourself.
Yeah, that'll work for me.
Definitely.
But, I always look for different business ventures or whatever, and all the help that I can get, because, you know, when you don't get help, you know, and you got people genuinely trying to give you help, it's always a good thing, because it's hard doing it yourself. You know, I don't care how much money you got. It's so hard doing it yourself, because you gotta come on all of the business. Like, everything has to come from your pocket. Everything has to be calculated from your mind. You gotta make sure that this is paid, that is paid, that's paid. Like, everything comes from you. You know, so I really appreciate, you know, you doing that and understanding that it's hard for an independent artist outside right now. But you really have to stay 10 toes down within yourself, and then other people can see that you're doing exactly what you need to do, and it'll come along the way.
Yes, that is facts. Absolutely, because there's a lot of gatekeepers out here, people that don't want to help, you know, and they have the knowledge, but they don't want to share it. And I never want to be that person. Like, I want to pay it forward. Like, I want people to, you know, be able to potentially level up off of maybe some information that I was able to provide to them. That's important to me. So, you know, we're going to keep winning and keep moving. I know this EP just dropped. And so is it 5 tracks, and 2 of them are on there because there's 2 clean versions, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, that is so important. I just want to talk about that for a second. There are so many artists out here that they only upload their dirty music. And I tell them, you also need to upload the clean versions, because there are some kids who have parental controls on their phone and they can't stream the dirty music, and you don't want to miss out on any audience. So I think that's really dope that you uploaded both.
Yeah, you got to, because, I mean, it's just common sense when you're putting out the catalog. You got to have clean versions of what you're trying to do. Like, especially if you're trying to push new songs, you know, you got to have your clean versions, your dirty versions. You got to have your audio. You got to have your just words. Like, you understand, it has to be broken down to where people can dissect it the way they need to.
Yes.
You know, that's what it's all about. So at the end of the day, it's all about you as a person, as an artist, as an individual, doing what you need to do to make sure that everything is accessible at all times.
100%.
Because you put yourself out there, you know, so.
That is facts, man. Like, you really have a good understanding of how this business works. Do you ever mentor with any younger artists that are, like, just starting out?
Actually, my oldest son, which is King Swayze, K.Swayze on Instagram, he has a new single out called No Company. And he's been doing it for a minute now, and I'm proud of him, you know what I'm saying? He's a producer, a big producer in Charleston, South Carolina, and he's been, you know, dealing with artists all over, whatever. He's one of my mentorees, and, you know, I got a couple of other artists that, you know, I talk to a lot, West Bank Hurt, Rag G, you know, it's a slew of people, you know. Low DK, like, they basically, they're up and coming, and some of them, they've been doing it for a while, you know, and it's always a pleasure to be able to, you know, put some words in their ears, and they actually listen, even though they have their own platform, things going on, their own selves, but we conglomerate, we're basically a conglomerate together when we get together, because we feed each other information, you know. Shout out 21st Century Entertainment, you know. I've been dealing with him for a long time, you know. He actually recorded snippets for me. And my son, King Swayze, he did the beat for it. And, you know, it's just a journey, you know. Like, T. Millie, he's doing his thing right now. You know, I I congratulate that brother. You know, I know him from, you know, from earlier days growing up. And it's just, you got to congratulate people when they're putting in motion. You know, Long Money Phil, you know, that's one of my son's childhood friends, you know. So at the end of the day, it's going to do what it's going to do when you're putting forth the effort.
That's right.
If you ain't, it's not going to happen, you know.
Absolutely. We have to take accountability for everything that goes on in our life. Like, people are quick to blame other people why stuff don't work out for them. And it's like, no, you have to put in that work. You have to push forward and take that accountability. So you are absolutely right. You're nailing it. And that's why I asked, because I could tell that you have a lot of knowledge about this business. And there's some youngins that come in that, unfortunately, they don't take the time to learn the business. They just dive in and then they wonder why they're out here getting scammed and, you know, taken advantage of, because they're not learning the business. So someone like yourself, who's been doing this for a while, could be a good mentor to some of these youngins if they're willing to listen and learn.
Yeah, if they're willing to listen and learn, you know, because I've been doing it so long, one of my guys that, you know, I used to be around, we had a group called Them Boy Records back in the day. It's Darius Rucker's younger brother, Jamal Rucker, you know, so me, him, and another counterpart of mine, Quentin, and Ellsworth, all of us had Them Boy Records, and, you know, Darius used to give us some insight about, you know, what's going on in the music business, and what we need to do, and what we need to get from, stuff like that. So at the end of the day, all of that kind of, you know, molded me into what I needed it to be, you know, even though it's, you know, a lot of things that have to be done on my own, you know, I still have that mindset of what's been said to me and what we've been through, and, you know, it's just the only way you're going to elevate.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's just about taking that accountability and learning, because we can't expect anybody else to do it for us, right? Nobody wants to do stuff for other people, nor do they have time to. So we got to figure it out on our own.
Yeah, you got to figure it out on your own. It's not about the handoff. Like, I can go right now and say, who the man, you know, try to put some money behind me. Like, I can't do it. Like, he's got his own family to take care of. You know, I got, you know, other people that I can go to with. They got their own families they got to take care of.
That's right.
About my mission and what I put forth in my mission. So, you know, I'm thankful that I'm still here to be able to do that.
What are some of the things that we can expect coming up from you? I know you just dropped this EP on April 1st, so it's only 20 days in. What are some of the things that we can maybe anticipate from you, that you're going to be, like, maybe marketing the EP, or are you going to be doing any promo tours? What do you got in store for us?
Yeah, so basically there's a lot of promo tours coming up. I got about 18 cities that I'm going to be in. You know, that'll be named on my Instagram page, at Range Rover Tony. And, you know, I got some more interviews. I got another interview with you coming up soon, you know, in person, because I'm supposed to be there today, but I couldn't be there. But, you know, that'll be coming up. And basically, I got, you know, the mixtape, full mixtape, not the EP, but the full mixtape for bloggers. That'll be out August 23rd. And basically, just more shows coming out. They'll be named as promised. You know, so it's a process, you know, so.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, we definitely, like I said, I understand you weren't able to make it because, you know, you had some family stuff that's going on, and family's always first. We always have to put that, you know, because, again, we don't know when it's our time or their time. So I definitely still appreciate you taking some time to jump on the line with us. Let's talk about this record that's in rotation. It's called Flip It. The record's been out for a little while now, and I love the fact that you're really going hard for it, because it's a great record. I feel like it's a hit record. Tell us a little bit about what the record Flip It means to you.
I appreciate that. You know, it's just, Flip It means to me, it's anything in your life that's going on, you got to make it different. You know, if you're down bad, you got to get up, you know, and change the narrative of it, you know, and make it a greater situation. That's basically meaning Flip It, you know. Because you can use Flip It in the term of, you know, you're flipping work in the streets, or, you know, that's old news. Like, you got to do it in a bigger way. You know, so having music like that, you know, I got to flip it into the narrative of this is going to be some $1 million money. Now. You know, we've been there, you know, we've done that. But to be able to sit back and enjoy the fruits of the labor is not there yet. There's a lot of work to do. And even when that do come, you know, it's still going to be a lot of work to do because it's all about making sure that your brand stays on top in your eyes. It doesn't have to be on the top of anything else. It just needs to be on the top of your eyes the way it has emotion.
Yes.
If it doesn't have any emotion, then it's not on top. You know, you don't have to be the biggest person. It just needs to have emotion. People need to see that this is here. It ain't going nowhere. You know, so we got an old car. And you want something new, flip it into something new. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You know, so it's all about choices. And that's the biggest thing in life. That ain't going nowhere. You're gonna have to make a choice every day of your life. Every second, every minute, every hour, every day. You're gonna have to make a choice. And whether you make the right choice, the wrong choice, you're gonna have to make a choice.
Right.
You know, and that's what flipping really means.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I appreciate you taking some time with us, you know, and definitely, again, my condolences to your family on the losses. Like, that's just, it's hard to hear that, man. Like, you know, it's tough. I understand. I've had a lot of death in my family too, and it's one of the toughest things, but I think it makes us stronger. So I definitely look forward to us, you know, scheduling you to come sit down and do this in person. Tell everybody where they can follow you at on your social media so they can keep up with your movement.
They can follow me at Range Rover Tony on Instagram, Range Rover Tony on Twitter, now X, and on TikTok is Range Rover Tony BBMG.
Definitely. And I know you got a lot of people that love you and support you. Is there anybody you want to give thanks to or just shout out to for supporting the movement?
First and foremost, my kids. I want to thank my kids for being there for their dad. And second, my almighty father upstairs, you know. Because at the end of the day, I don't need to shout nobody else out besides my kids and the father upstairs. Because, you know, that's my movement and that's my purpose. So at the end of the day, you got to understand what I'm saying.
Absolutely. And shout out to you for being such a dope person.
I appreciate you, Mama.
Yes, for sure, man. Listen, I'm so glad that you and I've had the opportunity to connect. I was truly looking forward to you being here today, but I completely understand why. So I look forward to us being able to do this again real soon when the time is right for you to make it here. In the meantime, we're going to keep the record flowing here at the Hype 87.3. So we're about to check the song out. It's called Flip It. I appreciate you taking some time with us today. Go ahead and introduce the song so we can check it out.
All right, this is your boy, Range Rover Tony. Flip it, turn it. We're going to get it. And let's go ahead and buy that. You can stream that, but go ahead and buy that. Let's go.
It is 420, yeah. Definitely. Let's go. Y'all stay tuned for it.
You're locked in with Atlanta's hottest hip-hop station. The Hype 87.3. Power.
Flip it, nigga, turn it. Flip it, nigga, turn it. Flip it, flip it, nigga, turn it. Flip it, flip it, nigga, turn it. Got it for the low, yeah, you got it for the low. Turn it, got it for the low, yeah, you got it for the low. Nigga, turn it. Flip it, turn it. Flip it, nigga, turn it. Got it for the low, yeah, you got it for the low. Turn it, got it for the low, yeah, you got it for the low. Turn it.
Hands on work. Call me Big Tone. The motherfucker the fame.
The motherfucker the fame.
Niggas hating on me.
Niggas hating on me.
And I don't really care.
And I don't really
Got my cash up.
Got my cash up.
And I've been there.
And I've been there.
Flip it. Turn it. Flip it. Nigga, turn it.
Got it for the low. Yeah, you got it for the low.
Turn it.
Got it for the low. Yeah, you got it for the low.
Turn it. Flip it. Turn it. Flip it. Nigga, turn it.
Got it for the low. Yeah, you got it for the low.
Turn it.
Got it for the low. Yeah, you got it for the low.
Turn it.
Got it for the low. Yeah, you got it for the low. You gotta flip a whole turn three into four. You cooking up some yams. Now these niggas come for more. Like a turkey with some stuffing out of oven by the blow. I'm like a nigga on some coke when he blow his nose. Drug dealing is a fad with undercover pros. From uptown to downtown with all the kilos. Remember when Jim had all the work? And all these fuck niggas came round with the skirts. And all these fuck niggas steady telling now. And everybody homeboys running around. And now I got my cash up and niggas down. And when a nigga down, ain't nobody down.
Flip it.
Turn it.
Got it for the low. Yeah,
flip it.
Got it for the low.
Turn it.
Got it for the low. Yeah,
flip it.
Got it for the low.
Nigga, turn it.
Turn it.
Flip it.
Flip it.
Turn it.
Turn it.
Flip it.
Flip it.
Nigga, turn it.
Got it for the low. Yeah,
flip it.
Got it for the low.
Turn it.
Got it for the low. Yeah,
flip it.
Got it for the low.
Nigga, turn it.
Once again, we got Range Rover Tony checking in, bro. Listen, I appreciate you taking the time with us today and letting us premiere your record and you know, just talking about your journey. And we'll definitely be in touch soon so we can get this popping in person when it's the time is right for you.
All right, mama. I appreciate you. You're doing a good thing. You're spreading a lot of love right now. So I appreciate that.
Man, absolutely. It's my pleasure. Well, you definitely enjoy the rest of the day, and you and your family have my utmost prayers, you know, being sent out to you, okay?
Appreciate you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Most definitely. Well, you enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, mama. Go up.
All right. Take care.
All right.
All right, you guys. We up out of here. Y'all stay tuned for some good music. Let's go.